Lumber, Hendricks, Minnesota. It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to the Xcel Energy Center here in downtown St. Paul. Paul Ramo along with Scott Munson once again. Hey, we have a state volleyball championship match to give you here in a little bit between the Minneota Vikings and the Mayer Lutheran Crusaders. Scott, we got a front row seat.
We do. You couldn't ask for a better seat for what I think is going to be a really exciting volleyball match between two teams that are really familiar with each other.
That's right. They just we were running behind schedule because earlier this morning the first match here on court one went five sets. The second match went four sets. And the third match went 3-0, luckily for us. Otherwise, we've still been waiting here.
Well, I was kind of thinking that we probably wouldn't have the first point scored until about 4:15. So this isn't bad timing, everything considered. Fortunately, West Central took care of business against Fillmore Central in the third place game.
Yeah, for third place,
yep.
That was, wasn't it?
Yep.
Well, let's see how these two teams got here in the state quarterfinals. Mayer Lutheran defeated Sabika three sets to none. Then yesterday in the semifinal match we watched, it was very, very entertaining, but Mayer Lutheran beat West Central three sets to one. The Minneota Vikings in the quarterfinals down Ely on Thursday. Yesterday they beat a very scrappy Fillmore Central team three sets to one. That was a good match, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, I think the Vikings are peaking at the right time. I think, volleyball is a long season, Paul, and you play in, a couple of tournaments over the weekend, and you just see some ebb and flow, and it's kind of like a roller coaster, and I feel like Minneota's playing their best volleyball right now, which is what you want, and I'm going to guess that a lot of that is intentional with how Coach Bruin and her staff just plan things out. So, and same thing about Mayer Lutheran. I mean, these two teams are the 1 and 2 seeds for a reason, and a lot of people expected this matchup, and we're going to get it this afternoon.
Yeah, we're going to get it again because they know each other well. This is interesting. This is an interesting stat I found this morning. Mayer Lutheran, they're the number one seed, Minneota number two seed. They each have won 4 state championships. How about that? But more importantly, they each have been in 16 state appearances as a school. So that's pretty impressive. Not like Marshall Tigers, though. I think, what are they working on, 34, 35 years?
It's been a long time.
Out of 50 years, Marshall Tigers will play for a state championship tonight. Out of 50 years, Marshall has been in the state tournament 34 of them 50 years. That's amazing.
Yeah, we've had a nice run. No, you talk similarities between the two teams, Paul, and both of the teams, I believe, Minneota and Mayer Lutheran, both kind of rely on two seniors that are going to kind of lead the way, and then some underclassmen, which is really nice to see for both of the programs. And you know that the future of volleyball in both of the schools is pretty impressive. But just how the young kids from Minneota have played in this tournament and really not let the bright lights in the big court affect them has also been impressive, in my opinion.
And this is actually the third or fourth year in a row that Mayer Lutheran has played in the championship match. Last year, they beat a West End, they lost Russell Tyler Ruthen.
Yeah, we I'd rather not talk about the section championship with RTR last year. It was a
5-set thriller.
Yeah, it was great volleyball. It really was. There was a little bit of controversy involved in that, but we don't need to talk about that because that's in the past. So just excited about this matchup and, you know, seeing who comes out strong. And really, I think it's going to be which team's younger players play better, because the seniors are going to, I mean, we saw that in the quarterfinal round with Mineota and Ely, where I felt like the seniors, especially Liv, just stepped up and played how you expected them to play. So I think it's going to be how the younger kids from each team come out, and like I said, you know, don't let things impact them and just play volleyball.
Yesterday, Autumn Anderson and Eden Maher, and two ninth graders, yeah. I believe. They led the way yesterday in the semifinal match, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And, you know, you look at those two and how they play, and you'd never think that they were ninth graders, right?
Yeah,
they play like seniors or juniors, and that's a tribute to both of them and obviously the families and whatnot, all the time they put in. And yeah, they both played really well yesterday. And that when you get to this time of the season, Paul, you need everybody on your team to contribute, even if it's the last person, so to speak, sitting on the bench. They need to be involved in the match and just contributing in whatever way they can, because it's just little tiny things that make a difference between winning and losing a point or a set or the match.
Right. Also, the mention doesn't matter because there's nothing after this. Two seniors on the Mineota team will be playing their last volleyball match ever. Nevaeh Hennen and Olivia Ferris. And so kind of a high emotions for those two as well. But what a better way to play your last game in a championship game.
Well, I can't imagine they'd want to draw it up any differently, right?
Yeah.
But you bring up a good point, Paul. It is an emotional time for all of the seniors on the four seniors on both of these teams, and that could play a difference in the game. Which of the seniors is going to kind of rise to the occasion and maybe not let the emotions of the possibility of this being their last match ever. Some could certainly go on and play at the collegiate level, but I hadn't thought about that, but you bring up a good point. Just the emotions involved with these seniors that'll be looking for a victory today.
All right. Mayor Lutheran and Mineota happened. They did play each other this year. It was back on September 7th in Marshall at the, what do they call that, the Showdown Tournament or something like that.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
Yeah, but they did play each other, and Mayor Lutheran won two sets to none. I think it was 25-17 and 25-23, so two very close sets there. And I think this could go five sets today.
It could, and, you know, the season, like I said, it's a long season. I'm sure that Mayor Lutheran is not playing exactly like they were when they faced Mineota earlier in the season, and I'm sure Mineota is also not playing the same. So, you know, they're going to be different teams, but yet the same team. And then you look at both of our teams, both Mayor Lutheran and the Vikings have played RTR this year, and Mineota beat RTR early in the season at home and then I think lost to them in a tournament.
Yep.
And Mayor Lutheran also lost to RTR, and it looked like in the showcase tournament. So when you look at comparative scores, you think that really they're pretty evenly matched, and I think that's what we have, is just two really good volleyball teams that deserve to be here, and I think the fans and everyone are going to be treated to a really high level of volleyball today.
We mentioned, Scott, you mentioned some Western Minnesota teams. I mentioned this on the coaches show this morning with Dick Newman that, the Canby Lancers, McCray, RTR, Westbrook, Walnut Grove, they all deserve to be here. They can compete here at this level. But unfortunately, only one team can come here from Western Minnesota out of our section, and it's Mineota this year. So,
you know, that's a really excellent point, Paul. Just doing the radio with you and kind of getting to be a little closer to the action and maybe being forced to pay more close attention than I might have paid if I was just watching. You're right. I mean, those teams that you mentioned, and this is good volleyball, and I'm not trying to take anything away from the teams that are down here, but any of those teams you mentioned would be competitive on either one of these floors in Class A.
Absolutely.
So, you know, again, it goes back to what we talked about just briefly on Thursday, just the quality of volleyball. And you mentioned it with Marshall as well, but the quality of volleyball in Southwest Minnesota is pretty outstanding, really.
It sure is. All right, we're just a few minutes away from a state championship matchup between Mayor Lutheran and Mineota. You could hear the Mineota band in the background here, I think. We got it's something different today. Third Mineota fans were across the gym floor. We were facing them. Now they're directly behind us here, Scott. Could get a little loud behind us during the match.
Well, I can't imagine it'll be any louder than having the speakers from the football game last night right on top of us, but you know, fortunately we get to wear the headphones and hopefully people will be able to hear us, or maybe they'll think that they're fortunate if they don't get to hear us. I'm not really sure.
All right, let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups, brought to you by Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent with offices in Cambie and Madison. For the Mineota Vikings, the Section 3A champions, usual starters, number one, Jalen Cookett, right side hitter, 5'10 sophomore. Nevaeh Hennen, one of two seniors on this team. She's a center, 5'6 and a senior. Sarah Greenis, a middle blocker, 5'8 junior. Eden Maher, a ninth grader, number six, an outside hitter, 5'7. Abby Robecki, a libero player, 5'2 and a junior. Olivia Ferris, a right side hitter, 5'8 senior. All-stater, I should say. I think it was Abby and Olivia that were all-state at the banquet on Wednesday night. And Libby Seussner, a center and a sophomore. The Vikings are coached by Haley Froon, her ninth season. Haley has a record of 249 wins and 41 losses. Assistant coaches Dana Peterson and Emily Spiderman. Here's the Mineota School fight song, huh?
Yep, this is good to hear. Fans doing a great job. There's a really good crowd here from Mineota today, Paul. It's impressive to see, and I'm sure they're going to be excited. And Mayor Lutheran, you can see a lot of red and white across the court, obviously, too. But band's doing a great job, like I said, and kind of getting everybody fired up.
That's the State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Mineota Vikings. Scott, would you have anything on Mayor Lutheran? I think their record coming into the state tournament was 28 wins, 5 losses, and looking at their 5 losses, as you mentioned, to RTR and a couple 3A and 4A teams, just like Mineota's losses. Coach Haley Froon said, you know, it's probably the most losses Mineota volleyball has seen in a while, but it's against 4A teams, 5-3A teams.
Yeah.
State ranked, I should say.
Absolutely, and I think that's one thing that Haley mentioned in her interview with John Malaya from the State High School League is just that, yeah, you know, we have a few more losses this year maybe than some of the other teams, or maybe than we have in previous years, but the quality of competition has been high, and you know, Haley does that intentionally, works with Patty Mervick, our activities director, to get as tough a schedule as possible, and it pays off. I mean, she's done that for a number of years, and it's paid off, obviously, by the number of times that the Vikings have been down here. So, you know, you look at Mayor Lutheran, like you alluded to, Paul, they lost to Chaska. I think Chaska is either a 3 or a 4A school. They lost to Prior Lake, who, again, 3 or 4A. I think they're 4A. Lost to RTR 2-1 in the Invitational Tournament, and then lost to Stewartville, who is, a 3A school. So they also have played, you know, levels of competition a little bit above them. Maybe not as much as the Vikings have, but they certainly haven't shied away from difficult conversation or competition and potentially losing a match or two here.
I just want to mention Mayor Lutheran's head coach, Grimsley. Coach Grimsley, this is her 29th season coaching Mayor Lutheran. Listen to her career record, 840 wins, 840 wins, 263 losses in those 29 years. Amazing.
You know, and you look over, just when you were talking about her, Paul, I look over there, and she got her legs crossed, just kind of leaning back like she's having a cup of coffee or something. But when you've been around for you know, 29 years at least in the head coaching role, you probably have seen a lot and been in a lot of close matches, and it's kind of nice to see her just kick back and laugh. So both of these coaches are excellent and have the records to show.
All right, that wraps up our Subway pregame show. They'll be introducing the teams here on the floor here in a little bit. We'll be back with the Class A State Volleyball Championship match right after this.
Us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Volleyball action on Q92 with Q92's Paul Ramo, brought to you by Ag Plus Cooperative, Hen and Swine, City Hall Bar and Grill, Fit 24, State Bank of Taunton, UFP Minneota, our premier sponsor, BK's Plumbing, Minneota Family Dental, Pete's Electric Motor Repair, Grandview Farms, Hometown Kitchen and Bath. Volleyball brought to you by Jim's Market in Canby, Minneota Vet Clinic, Independent Oil Company, Minneota Building Center, Evenson Electronics, Johnson Memorial Health Services, B&B Electrical Contractors, Amro Fabrication and Construction, Vortex Ag, Coquette Plumbing and Heating, SMI and Hydraulics, Gislason's Hardware, KB's Bar and Grill, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Curtis Spicy Farms, and Fixin Chiropractic.
This is Jack Morris, Hall of Famer and 1973 graduate of St. Paul Highland Park High School. You are listening to the Minnesota State High School League Tournament. We are the league.
This is Abby Robecki from the Minnesota Viking volleyball team, and you're listening to State Volleyball with Paul Ramo.
After the game, stop by City Hall Bar and Grill in Minnesota. Try some appetizers like fried pickle chips. They serve sandwiches, burgers, build your own pizza, roasted chicken, and much more. It's a great place to meet family and friends. They're open Monday through Saturday, 4 to 11, and close Sunday. That's the City Hall Bar and Grill, a community-owned bar and grill in Minneota.
Welcome back to the XL Energy Center in downtown St. Paul. Paul Ramo, along with Scott Munson, here on Court 1. If you picture the XL Energy Center, the Minnesota Wild play here, the hockey arena, they got the hockey, ice rink. No ice, of course, but there's a big black curtain cutting off in the middle of the rink here. And Court 1 is on the left side, Court 2 on the right side of us here. Quite a scene, great atmosphere. It's a great place to play state volleyball, isn't it, Scott?
It really is. I was just thinking, Paul, are we sure that there's no ice underneath the black padding?
Yeah, I think there is.
You don't notice the temperature or anything, but I don't know if they pull the ice up or not. So that's interesting.
Yeah, I think they have the ice down there. It's underneath what they're standing down there. So,
but yeah, great atmosphere. You know, the fans from Mayor Lutheran are starting to kind of fill in a little bit, and I think we're going to have two pretty raucous crowds.
That's for sure. We got this is the first state championship match up here tonight. Later on in the class double A, it'll be Southwest Christian taking on Hawley. That should be a good match. I watched Hawley play the other day. And in class three, of course, it's the Marshall Tigers taking on Alexandria, the fifth seed coming into the tournament. Marshall, the two seed. That's in 3A. That'll start at 6:30 tonight. 4A championship match today. Champlin Park will take on Lakeview South, the number one ranked team in the state. And it seems that you watch the 4A girls, which I've seen a couple times here at the state tournament. I think every player on the team there is like 6'2", 6'3".
I think that's one of the big differences, Paul, not to use the word big in the sentence, but they are taller.
Yep.
They, if you're probably not pushing 6 feet, maybe even 6'2 or 6'3", when you get up to 4A, the likelihood of you playing is diminished. They're just they're a little bit taller and maybe a half a step quicker, and they just swing a little bit harder. But that's all, you know, we get better is by playing against those types of players. So here we go.
Here we go. The Vikings wearing their home blue uniforms, and Mayor Lutheran, the Crusaders, white tops with red numbers. And there are people here in the lower bowl of the Xcel Energy Center right now. Glad you're with us on Q92. Thanks for tuning in. You can text a friend. We're on or online as well on KLQPFM.com. You can listen around the world. We had a lot of people listening to the state football last night, which Scott started out. They did a great job in the first half there, and I got there at halftime.
And you show, I do the first half, and the Vikings score 13 points, and then you show up, and in the second half they score 28, so I don't know if I'm going to be around anymore.
I got to mention that to Chad Johnson then.
There you go.
See you next time.
Yeah.
Here we go, folks. Here's the first serve by the Mineota. Autumn Anderson gets it over to that, and we're underway here in the state championship volleyball match here in St. Paul. Ferris and blocked right away by the Crusaders, number 5, Ada Hahn.
Yeah, she just tall girl, got her hands up, did a nice job, blocked that ball right back down on the Viking side of the net.
A lot of sophomores on this Mayor Lutheran roster. They have two seniors like Mineota does, as Scott mentioned in the Subway pregame show. Crusaders serve, Susner with the set, and hook it. Leah hit it out of bounds, and Mayor Lutheran Crusaders in lead.
Well, I almost thought that was tip fault, but maybe I just looked up at the last minute, so maybe I missed it. But
a couple of the Mineota girls was doing a tip sign to the referee, but they didn't get the call. Serving is number 7, Olivia Otto. In the Anderson, she passes it up to Susner. And here's Mahar across the court. Mess out of bounds. 3-0 Crusaders.
Yeah, kind of some unforced mistakes maybe. You know, Mineota trying to be aggressive, but just kind of hitting the ball where they shouldn't. So just got to bounce back and get a point, get on board.
Marley Martin is her go-to person. She's 6'1". She's a middle blocker. An ace serve. Boy, the Vikings, nobody went after that one.
You know, and when Mineota's really rolling, well, one of the things I've noticed is that they're just playing with a lot of emotion, and there's a lot of excitement right now. I feel like they're kind of nervous,
yep.
Paul, just kind of working out those jitters, if
yep.
you will.
I got that feeling, too. Here's a serve again by Otto Anderson. Pass, and there's easy point. Martin with the kill. And Mayor Lupin's jumped out to a 5-0 lead. Coach Haley Kroon jumps off her chair, and she's calling a timeout early. We'll take a break and be back with more state volleyball right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Fit 24 Fitness Center is locally owned and operated by Carrie and Nathan Poland. This 24-hour access facility is located in the heart of downtown Mineota. Members can enjoy the state-of-the-art cardio equipment, cable assist machines, and free weights, as well as a turf area and studio space that has battle ropes, agility equipment, and many other items to make exercise fun. Call Carrie at 507-828-5862 or check out Fit24's website at MineotaFit24.com. Carrie and Nathan are excited to see Mineota grow. Fit 24 Mineota, creating healthier families one workout at a time.
Paul Ramos, Scott Munson here at the Xcel Energy Center. 5-0 Mayor Lutheran off to a quick start here, Scott.
Yeah, like we talked about, Paul, I think the Vikings are just a little bit nervous, and hopefully that timeout will calm them down.
Otto serving for the Crusaders. Let's see if and that one is out. Maybe that'll spark the Vikings here. 5-1. Got substitutes coming in.
And that's what you want coming out of a timeout, right? You just want to get that point and get the serve back and go from there.
5-1, Crusaders leading the Vikings. Fair serve. And Hunter passes up and over to that it goes. Here's Susner. Jalen Cookett throws it over with their left hand. Martin blocked out of bounds. Point Mayor Lutheran. Boy, this Martin girl, she looked like she can play. 6'1" senior middle blocker.
Yeah, she's tall and athletic, long arms.
They got three six-footers at the front of the net for Mayor Lutheran.
Pretty imposing.
Here's a serve in the Mahar, Sussner. Mahar gets it over from the middle of the floor. Martin passes up to the center, Keveny, and they throw it over. Here's Robecki at the net, a little too far. Not a good pass there by Abby. And it's 7-1, Mayor Lutheran.
And again, this is obviously not the start that you want if you're a Viking fan or whatever. They just they need to get more aggressive and quit giving so many free balls to the Crusaders.
Sophomore Courtney Tuttle serves it in to Anderson. Here's Jalen Cook with the first kill for Jalen.
Yeah, nice job of the Vikings by kind of coming back with that middle attack, if you will. And Jalen got up nice timing and put it down on the floor.
Jalen's really had a nice state tournament.
She's played really well, absolutely.
Very consistent.
Yep.
7-2. Let's see if the Vikings can get back into it here. We're early. Here's Hannon with the serve in the Otto. She passes it up to Keveny. Throws it over to Ferris. Or Hannon. Rebecca. Eden throws it deep in the corner. Otto passes up to the net. Here's a drive by Hunter. Anderson digs it up in the back row. Here's Puckett. Cross court they go. I think we're going to have a lot of long sets here today. Robecki. Here's Cookett from the outside, and she throws it long out of bounds.
Yeah, Jalen had a great idea there. Just kind of saw those, I guess, a gap on the right side of the Crusader defense deep and just tried to push it back there, but it ended up going maybe a foot or so too long.
8-2 is their UFP Mineota score. Vikings set it up at the net. Hannon, and that was Greenest, Sarah Greenest, with her first kill.
You know, and I noticed on Thursday, Paul, when Sarah came into the game, she was just kind of a little bit of a spark, and the Vikings are going to need that. Nice time for it, too, with the Vikings down 6 points early.
Coach Haley Froon, she's working up a sweat early. She's a upper chair, encouraging the girls to fight, and it's 8-3. Here's a slack at the net by Greenis and Cookett. Here comes the Vikings, 8-4.
Yeah, great job by the Vikings anticipating where that set was going to go to, getting there in time to be able to get up and put a nice, effective block up.
I get a kick out of Haley, Coach Froon. She's out on the floor after every point. She's into this one. Oh, my goodness! That was the best kill I've seen at the state. Jalen Cookett. Holy cow.
When Jalen is able to time, like every other player, but when she's able to time her jump, she's very powerful with that spike.
Beautiful kill there by Jalen. And now Mahar served the ball on the side, off the side court, out of bounds, 9-3. Gonna keep the airs down. Here's Martin serving. Marley Martin serves into Robecki. Mahar, and now Greenis, so that was Hannon that got it over the net. Here's a set by number 8, Schiffler, and putting it down with number 10, Haley Hunter.
You know, Paul, not to use a football analogy, but Coach Fleck today, actually, with their loss to Rutgers, talked about the team that plays clean is going to win, and right now, Mayor Lutheran is just playing cleaner. They're not making as many unforced mistakes as the Vikings.
10-5 in the serve. Hits the line. It's in. Wow, what a nice serve there by Martin.
And maybe a little bit of luck, but definitely skill, just putting that ball low over the net and picking up a point for the Crusaders.
11-5, Mayor Lutheran leading Mineota. We're in set one. You're listening to the state volleyball championship. From the XL there, Energy Center. Martin serves that one long. Can hear the Mineota band sitting behind us. 11-6.
And Liv is back in the game. I would guess if there's an opportunity, the Vikings will try to get her an opportunity for a kill here.
Libero player Abby Robecki with a run jump serve goes into the corner. They pass it up to the net. Here's a drive partially blocked out of it. It is blocked out of bounds. That was Ada Hahn with the kill for the Crusaders.
And I tell you what, these whoever it seems like got several players from the Crusaders who are not afraid to wind up and shoot for a kill in that front row. And the Vikings right now are having a tough time getting effective blocks against them.
Here's Keveny, the libero for Mayor Lutheran in the Rebecca. Nice dig by Abby. And now Sarah Gray has hit it long out of bounds. Vikings need to come down harder on them.
Yep. And
in it long.
And again, I think just a little bit of a timing thing. That'll hopefully develop as the set wears on, but they don't have a ton of time to get things clicking.
Serving. Oh, is it in or out? It's out. Boy, the Vikings missed it. Somebody went after it and missed the volleyball, and it went out.
Yeah, sometimes missing it is not a bad thing. The Vikings got a break there, but that was a nice serve as well.
13-7, your UFB Mineola score. We're in set one. And the Vikings serve. Here's a play at the net, and it's out. That was Mayor Lutheran's puddle hitting it long. Oh, they switched it. Was it tipped? That wasn't tipped, was it?
I sure didn't think so, Paul. I don't know who they called the tip on, honestly, but...
Oh, my goodness. I didn't see that. It wasn't even close.
Our coaching staff doesn't seem to be arguing it, so you have to anticipate they know what's going on.
14-7. That happened right in front of us, though.
Yeah.
I'm not that old. Here's the set. I've got a carry called. A double hit there by Libby Sussner.
And again, Paul, I think what we're seeing, and I don't know if it's nerves or what, but just right now we're just seeing a lot of unforced errors by the Vikings, and they're trying to dig out of this hole.
Well, a lot of these girls are young. They haven't played at a state tournament at this level. Here's a play at the net, tipped up by number 10 there, Coquette. Hook it. Vikings have it. Sussner over to Rotajek. Block at the net by Martin. Maher saves it in the back row. Here's Sussner and a drive by Ferris. Nice take there by Mayor Lutheran. And a kill there by the Crusaders, Mari Burr.
And that's the thing. We're going to have another Vikings.
16-7. Coach Pruitt calling another timeout. Vikings down 16-7. That's your UFP Mineola score. You're listening to State Volleyball right here on Q92. We'll be right back.
At the State Bank of Taunton, they focus on your finances so you can focus on your farm. The State Bank of Taunton is proud to be a part of this area's farming tradition, and they care about the well-being and continued success of our local farmers. That's why you can turn to the State Bank of Taunton for quality financial advice and assistance, from affordable ag loans and farm mortgages to everyday banking needs and retirement planning. For operating loans and lines of credit, equipment loans, livestock loans, and real estate loans, see the State Bank of Taunton. For wherever life takes you, check them out online at www.statebankoftaunton.com or call 507-872-6136. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Team, what does that mean to you? Is it sports? Is it academics? At Universal Forest Products in Mineola.
I'm sure you heard our UFP ad at the Mineola Sports Games, because just like a team utilizes the talents of all its players, at UFP we do the same. Everyone has a special position and is needed to make our business run smoothly, and we are looking for new team members. With UFP, we offer competitive pay, weekly bonuses, benefits, paid holidays, vacation, and more. Join our team, join our family.
We're back and out of commercial break. Guess what? Ferris with a monster kill, and it's 16-8, Mary Lutheran. We're in set one. Good kill there by Olivia.
Really was, and that's what the Vikings need a little bit more of, and that emotion that she brings also.
Anderson with a serve for the Vikings. They're down 16-8 and make that 16-9. Another kill there by number 12, Mari Burr.
Yeah, this offensive system that Mayor Lutheran is working hard on, they're just aggressive and they're fundamentally sound, and right now they're making fewer mistakes than the Vikings.
Each school has four state volleyball championships each. Someone will pick up their fifth here tonight, this afternoon. Here's Ferris. Good! Ferris, she's trying to get her team fired up.
Well, she's a captain. She's a senior. She's played a lot of volleyball. She's been down here in state tournaments, and she knows that it's time to step up.
17-9, Ferris serving for the Vikings. Gets it in the back row. Here's an easy point. Oh, but easy hit it long. Are they count it? No, they're going to give it to the Vikings.
Yep, I think it just
hit the line.
Yep, I think it was just on the line, just barely. So we got a little bit of a break there, and we'll take it.
We'll take it. We're down by seven here in set one. Ferris serves again into the Crusaders. She was set by Kevany. Down, blocked at the net by Cookett. Now the Mayor Lewis going to go to the other side. Soustner up to Anderson. Here's Jalen from the outside. Good! Jalen took it, does it again for Minnesota.
And now the Vikings are getting into a little bit of a rhythm and being able to run their system. And things are, obviously, they've closed the score a little bit. We got to keep it going.
Three kills here in the first set for Jalen Cookett so far. And here's a block. And the Vikings keep it alive. And they can't get it over the net. Now I got a whistle. And what's the call here?
I think that they called four hits on the Vikings there. The one thing that's interesting is I felt like the Mayor Lutheran girl hit it right over the net. I felt like she hit it before the Vikings hit it for the fourth time, but the official had a better view than I did.
Yeah, things happen so quick. 18-11, Mayor Lutheran. Maher throws it into the back row. Here's play at the net. Easy dump there by number 12, Mari Burr. Burr with a soft touch over the net. That's her second kill of the match.
Yeah, these two seniors for Mayor Lutheran are really good volleyball players.
Tuttle serves into Anderson. Cookett uses her left hand. Oh, my goodness. She's hot right now, Jalen Cookett.
Yeah, what an athletic play, too, right? Kind of sliding to the right, reaches back with her left hand and redirects that ball just over the outstretched arms of the Crusaders blockers.
19-12. Mayor Lutheran leading Minnesota. The serve there by Hennen. The Crusaders throw it back. Here's Hennen with the set to Maher. In the back row goes. Here's the set by Kevany. So she'll set it over instead of, she'll throw it over instead of setting.
Yeah, just caught the Vikings off guard there. They were thinking that it was going to be an attack and some sort of spike, and just over the outstretched arms of our blockers caught us off guard.
We're in set one, state volleyball. Mayor Lutheran leading Minnesota right now, 20-12. Here's Maher from the outside. Oh, whistle. Got two hits. Double hit there by the Vikings. How many errors do they got? I got to check the live. We got live stats here. How many errors they've got so far for the Vikings. Oh, and there's a... Oh, Anderson saves it. What a play by Autumn Anderson. Here's a shot from Anderson, digs it up again. Hennen backs up to Jalen. Block. Oh, Rebecca keeps it alive. Oh, they get it over the net. Here's a shot and a kill there by number Martin for Mayor Lutheran.
That was a great volley. Really good kind of keeping the ball alive by the Vikings. But one of the things we're seeing, Paul, is that the longer a volley goes on, it seems like the better off the Crusaders are. They end up scoring a lot of points on those long volleys right now.
22-12 the score. We got Hennen pops it in the air. Rebecca's setting up Maher with a soft touch. And the Crusaders can't play it off the net. Point Minnesota.
Yeah, nice job there by Maher, just recognizing that she just needed to get it over the blockers and picked up that point for the Vikings.
Here's Eden Maher serving. Into the back row it goes to Hunter. Up net, Martin throws it over for the Crusaders. Here's Jalen, and it's dug up nicely, passed up to the net, and Jalen puts it back. We got a whistle, and point Mayor Lutheran. Boy, nothing going the Viking way right now.
No, I think they called something on Jalen. I don't know if she was in the net or what, but they signaled number one. So point for Mayor Lutheran.
10-point lead for the Crusaders. 23-13. A serve goes under Obecki, passes it up to Hennen. Greenis gets it over on the third hit. Here's a play at the net. Hennen passes to Robecki. Here's Jalen Cookett. Good! Jalen does it again. Her fifth kill here in set one. Well, yesterday, Minnesota had 96 digs in the back row. How about that?
Yep.
Here's Robecki with her jump serve. Into Martin. Passes it up to 13, Kevany. Robecki from her knees keeps it off the floor. Here's Rodejacek in the middle. 23-14. Oh, and Greenis gets it over, and then Martin dumps it down scored 24 points. Set point for Mayor Lutheran. Mayor Lutheran, 24, Mineota, 14. Mayor Lutheran serving. Hunter serves, dug up nicely. There's an easy point. And Mayor Lutheran takes set one, 25-14. It wasn't a good start for the Vikings to begin the set there. Let's see if they can keep that from happening in set two.
Yeah, it really wasn't a good start. They never seemed to recover from that 5 or 6 point deficit to start out the set. And, you know, I think as the match wore on, just kind of you look up at the scoreboard, you make a run with 2 or 3 points, and you're still behind by 5 or 6. And that's, again, they couldn't really dig out of that that hole. I think probably a couple things here, Paul, that I noticed just, and we talked about them, the number of unforced errors that the Vikings have right now compared to the Crusaders, that's really hurt them in the first set. I think the height of Mayor Lutheran has been something that the Vikings, you know, you play a lot of volleyball, you play against a lot of teams, a lot of tall teams, but at times you look at that front row that Mayor Lutheran is putting up there, and they're all 6'1 or 6'2 or whatever, and it's kind of imposing. And then just the aggressiveness maybe of Mayor Lutheran, it's kind of, we haven't been able to match it yet. So it's something here in set two, if the Vikings want to get back in this, they're going to have to kind of battle those three things as I see them.
All right, we'll take a commercial break. We'll come back with set two right after these words from our fine sponsors.
This is Nevaeh Hennon of the Mineota Volleyball Team, and you're listening to Viking Volleyball on Q92.
BK's Plumbing is the quality service you want for all your plumbing needs. Contact BK's for plumbing services and remodels. BK's offers draining cleaning services, electric water heater repairs or replacement, and service or installation of water treatment systems. Have an emergency? Contact BK's Plumbing. They are ready to help. BK's is proud to offer you great and friendly service, serving Mineota and surrounding areas. Contact Brian at 320-260-2995 or check out bksplumbingllc.com for more information.
Welcome back to the XL Energy Center. Paul Ramos, Scott Munson here. Court one. Tough first set there for the Mineota Vikings. They fall 25-14.
Yeah, not the way that you want to start, but, you know, they just, I think one of the things, too, the Vikings just seem, they seem tense, Paul, and they just need to get back to playing volleyball, having fun, playing with emotion, and then realizing that although it's the state championship, it's just a game. And you've played this for many years.
Right.
Make it fun and just leave it all out there.
All right, before we start set two, I got to give a shout-out to my broadcasting partner for State Dance, Grace Johnson. Of course, it's deer season opener today. And Grace was sitting in her deer stand with her dad, Brett, and they're deer hunting listening to us, Scott. So how about that? Grace is the dance coach for Holly.
Absolutely.
And Holly's here playing for a state championship today, too.
Yeah, I haven't seen their scores, but...
So, yeah, can't wait for dance to start coming up. Grace does a nice job with me broadcasting state dance and section dance, I should say. Hope you get your deer, Grace. All right, here we go. Set two underway here. And let's see if Mineota can turn it around. They're down one set to none in the state championship match. Mineota serves, and a kill there by number 12, Mari Burr.
And the thing that's, one of the things I've noticed, Paul, a lot of times when you're trying to hit, be aggressive, to be a solid block, you kind of alter your shots. Mayor Lutheran is not doing that. They're just going right at the Vikings and saying, if you can stop us, you can stop us.
Mineota had 6 hitting errors in that first set. Here's Mahar, drives it in the corner there to Otto. She passes it up. Back to the Mineota side, Anderson in the back row. Here's Jalen, throws it over. Nice defense there by Mayor Lutheran. Pop it up, Mayor. And we're checking. Oh, we got a whistle. Mineota was in the net. Net violation there. Somebody crossed over the line or hit the net.
I tell you what, and I'm all about officials being fair, and I know they are, but we just haven't caught a break yet on call either.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. But nothing going the Minnesota way for calls. 2-1, Mayer losing lead, make that 3-1, and Vikings hit it out of bounds.
And again, Paul, we're seeing some unforced mistakes by the Vikings, and they're just not going to be able, they're not going to be successful unless they turn that around, not against this quality team.
All right, don't beat yourself. Here's the serve by Otto. Up back to Mahar, down the line it goes. The Crusaders chase it down, 16, Kevin, he throws it over from the back row. Suster back set to cook it. And, oh, they keep it alive. Up to Martin and over to net it goes. Back to Mineota. Cook it. That's Leah punches across. And Mahar hammers it down. And the head coach for the Crusaders is livid about something. They're going to change it? Yeah, they... No, they're going to... They change it? No, they're going to give it to Mineota. Well, the head coach... Grimsley, she was upset about the call there.
Well, I think the number of calls that they've got so far doesn't have anything to complain about.
Mineota serves the ball. That's Hennin. Here's Martin, and she gets the kill. That was almost blocked nicely by Greenis.
Yeah, it was a nice block. Unfortunately, it was on the Viking side of the net. And we're at kind of an important point right now in set two, I think, here, Paul.
2-point lead for Mayer Lutheran, 4-2. Mayer Lutheran took the first set, 25-14. Here's Greenis, hits it hard. Boy, Mayer Lutheran, they just dig everything up.
Yeah.
Rebecca passes the ball to Cookett from the outside, and that's blocked out of bounds by Mayer Lutheran. Point, Mineota. Jalen Cookett is having a game so far.
And she's going to need to, because right now a couple of our other main hitters are just haven't found their stride yet, so either Jalen's going to need to keep going or those other hitters need to step up and get dialed in.
Jalen's just a sophomore. It's 4-3. Can the Vikings tie it up? And they can't, because number 10, Hunter, it's got a kill.
Yeah, just miscommunication there on the Vikings. Two players thought that the other was going to take the ball, and neither one of them did, and it dropped in there, so another unforced error.
Mayer Lutheran serves into Robecki. Up to Greenis, and Ratajczak gets it over to net. Here's a drive by number 10, Allie Hunter, and another kill there for Hunter.
You just continue to see the Mayer Lutheran aggressiveness and really getting into their system after their first hit, and that's something the Vikings are struggling with right now.
3-point lead, 4-point lead, an ace serve for Ellie Shipler, a sophomore.
I think Coach Bruin has to be thinking timeout if this lead gets to 5 points for Mayer Lutheran.
7-3, the score, and the serve by Shipler is out of bounds. Long.
Boy, that was close to call us.
7-4, 3-point lead, and number 8, Abby Robecki, a junior, will serve. I like the way she serves.
Yeah, a little jump serve coming at you.
Very aggressive. Gets deep in the back row. Here's a set, and a nice dig by Robecki. Ferris gets it over. Back to the Crusader side. Martin throws it down again.
Yeah, that's just, it's another free ball, Paul. And when you have that against a good volleyball team, when you're basically, because you're not putting them in a defensive position, the opponent, they're going to take advantage of that, and that's what happened on that last point.
Martin leads Mayer Lutheran, kills with 6. And then she almost got an 8 serve. Nice defense by Mineota to get it. Play at the net, and the line judge doesn't know what to call. It's the judge on the referee on the ladder calls.
Yeah,
they gave it to Mineota.
The up official was looking at the line judge to see if that was in or out, and she didn't see anything that made her think it was anything but just a ball landing out of bounds. So the Vikings maybe get a little bit of a break there, but we'll take it. The girls are battling here, Paul.
Yes, they are. Here's the serve by Mineota. The set by Keverney and a drive there by Hahn. Here's Ferris from the outside. Crusaders keep it alive, and they hit it into the net. And they're going to still. No, there's the whistle. That was a late whistle.
Yeah, the ball never got across the net, so there wasn't a reset on the three hits or whatever. So nice job by the Vikings.
Olivia Ferris, she is a fighter, let me tell you. She's fired up. Here's a shot, and it's into the net by the Crusaders. And, folks, it's a one-point lead for Mayor Lutheran. 8-7.
Now we've seen a couple of unforced errors by Mayor Lutheran.
Soessner serves into the back row. Kevin, he throws it up to the net. Oh, nice dig in the back row by Maher. Soessner, Ratajczyk throws it down. Crusaders. Martin gets it over on a third hit. Here's Paris from the outside, partially blocked at the net. The set and a hit by the Crusaders, partially blocked by Leah Cookett. Now it's Terry Cole. A double hit by the Crusaders. Hey, folks, guess what? We're tied up 8-8.
Nice little momentum going for the Vikings. They just got to keep it going. Somebody needs to make a play.
And the Vikings take the lead here. They keep it off the floor, Soessner. Here's Paris. They can drive. Martin digs it up, passes it up to the front of the net. Blocked by Cookett. Oh, went out of bounds.
Yeah.
White Crusaders.
Leah did a really nice job of getting up there and blocking that. Unfortunately, she just needed to try to redirect it a little bit back onto the floor, and it landed out of bounds.
Well, it's 9-8. Now that's your UFP Minnesota score. Ratajczyk up to Soessner. Ferris in the middle. Oh, good! Liv Ferris. She was in the middle there, just touched it over. And we're tied 9-9. Can you hear the Minnesota students? They're sitting two rows from behind us. Anderson, the freshman, serves into Martin. Passes it up to Shipler. There's a drive, and it's blocked out of bounds by Ferris.
You know, it's a funny game, Paul. If that ball is another foot to the left, it's out of bounds. It's just like every game, I suppose, it's a game of inches.
Yep. Paul Ramos, Scott Munson here in St. Paul this afternoon. State volleyball. Right now, one. And the serve by the Crusaders goes out of bounds. Once again, we're tied 10-10.
And honestly, Paul, I feel like whichever team makes fewer mistakes is going to win this set.
You said it earlier, you need a clean game from people. Here's Soessner. Maher gets it over. The set. Crusaders hit it. Maher took it. Leah with the block. They throw it back over. Here's Jalen Cookett. Goes cross court. The set there by number 16, Kevany. A drive. Oh, nice dig in the back row by Ferris. Here's Eden. Oh, and Anderson tried to keep it off the floor. Point, Mayor Lutheran. Good volley there between two teams.
Yeah, it's just super fun volleyball to watch. Unfortunately, the point didn't end up going the way we all wanted it to, but good volleyball. This is an unusual place to be serving from when you're a right-hander here for the Crusaders.
11-10, one-point lead for the Mayor Lutheran Crusaders here in set two. Oh, there's a rare error by Jalen Cookett at the net.
Yep, she definitely had an opportunity, too. She did a nice job of recognizing there was a big gap on the floor. No Crusader defensive players, but she just couldn't quite get it over the net.
Number seven, Olivia Otto serves into Anderson. Nice pass up to the net by Anderson. And it's blocked by Martin and number 12, Mari Burr. Boy, these are two outstanding volleyball teams going at it here.
They are, and they're both good defensively, and they're also good on the attack. So it's been an entertaining second set, that's for sure.
Coach Haley Prune's calling a timeout. Your UFP Minnesota score, we're in set two. 13-10, Mayor Lutheran. You're listening to State Volleyball right here on Q92. We'll be right back.
Mineota Family Dental provides customized, comprehensive, evidence-based dental care for the whole family, including preventative care, restorative care, implants, and more. The office has been established in Mineota for 75 years. Their team is from the area and passionate about helping the community. Contact Mineota Family Dental. The team is ready to provide you and your family quality, compassionate dental care. Visit MineotaFamilyDental.com or call 507-872-6403.
Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated in Mineota is here to help. Pete's Electric Motor has now brought in the starter and alternators for ag and construction equipment. Pete's Electric repairs electric motors and has new and used electric motors on hand. Pulleys and belts, all your air needs, dryers, hoses, fittings, and cast air compressors. Pete's also has new and used pallet racking. Pete's Electric Motor, with over experience, just a mile and a half north of Mineota on County Road 3. Give Brandon a call at 507-872-5188. Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Mineota.
Paul Ramos, Scott Munson back here at XL Energy Center in St. Paul this afternoon. And there's Eden Maher with a kill. It's 14-11. Mayor Lutheran leading here in set two, and they lead one set to none on the Vikings. Mayor Lutheran took the first set, 25-14.
That's good to see Eden get that attack, even though it was off the block and went out of bounds. But she hasn't really got, I don't feel like, on track yet, so maybe that'll kickstart her a little bit.
Here's Nevaeh Hannon, one of the seniors. Serves it over to net. Mayor Lutheran throws it down. Hannon digs it up. Robecki, and here's Maher, goes cross court, and it is out. We almost had a volleyball in our lap again. Yesterday I got the touch of volleyball. It came right at me and I punched it back.
There you go.
15-11. Mayor Lutheran leading Mineota here in set two. And there's an ace serve. Robecki went off her fist and went sideways. 16-11.
You know, I think at one point, Paul, it was maybe 11-11, or maybe the Vikings even had the lead, and the Crusaders have reeled off 5 points here.
Serve goes into Robecki, passes up to Hannon, a set for Trinas, blocked at the net by Martin. Here's Jalen, goes down, it's in! Jalen took it with another kill for Jalen. And Jalen leads everybody with kills with seven.
Yeah, she's got off to a good start, no doubt. Even against this blocking attack from service from the Crusaders.
Paul Ramos, Scott Munson here, and here we go. 16-12, the Vikings need to go on a run. Robecki up to Hannon, here's the set for Jalen. And it's dug up nicely there by Kevany. Blocked at the net by Greenis! Sarah Greenis with a nice block.
I tell you what, Sarah's, and I talked about this in set one, it seems like when there's been times when she's come into the match and just really provided that spark, and that seems to be happening right now.
16-13, Mayor Lupin, 17-13. Kill there by Isabel Kevany, a junior.
And I'm not taking anything away from Kevany on that kill, but again, it just looked like the Vikings were a little confused as to whose ball that is.
Your UFP Mineota score, 17-13. Crusaders leading the Vikings. Here's Sarah, and she punches it out of bounds. Could have had a double hit on the Crusaders there. No whistle, 18-13.
How did they end up with that? That's a weird one.
Yep. Yeah, the Vikings, they can't go down two sets to none to the Crusaders here. They need this set. They need it badly. Look at Jalen eyeball that one into the corner.
Yeah, it was similar to the one that she had in the first set that she pushed out just a little bit long. This time she was able to just tuck it inside the back line.
Boy, she's playing outstanding.
She really has.
18-14. Come on, Vikings, let's go. Down by four here in set two. They have to have this set. Robecki throws it up. The set there by Martin with a drive. Nice dig by Nevaeh Hannon. Here's Greenis over, and then it goes. The set there by Kevany. Martin hammers that one cross court. Boy, she is a good volleyball player, that number three, Marley Martin.
Yeah, she's really good, obviously, on the attack, but also defensively. Just she never leaves the floor, and probably one of their most valuable players, I would imagine, this year.
She leads Mayor Lutheran in kills with six. 19-14. And the Vikings play it over. We got a whistle. I'm not sure what that is.
Called number five from Mayor Lutheran for being in the net.
Oh, okay. Somebody, didn't even look like they're close there. I must be missing something.
Yeah. Yeah. Neither one of us have perfect eyesight because I didn't see anything either, but we'll take it.
19-15. Play at the net, and getting an easy dump there was Allie Hunter for the Crusaders.
And again, the Vikings had good position there to block that and did block it, but unfortunately it was on the Viking side of the net, just dropped down before anybody could get an arm under it.
5-point lead for Mayor Lutheran, set two. They lead one set to none. Here's Ferris from the middle, a little off balance, but she got it over to net. There's a drive. Oh, that was a big hit there by Tuttle. And somebody, Viking, I think that was Susner,
yeah,
took it in the head.
It was Libby Susner. Just that was kind of a, I got to get something in front of the ball there. Just keep protecting yourself.
Coach Haley Froon calling a timeout. Your UFP video score, 21-15, Crusaders. We'll be back with more state volleyball from the XL Energy Center right after this.
We thank Grandview Farms in Ghent for being a Minnesota Viking radio broadcast sponsor. They wish best of luck to the Minnesota Vikings. That's from Grandview Farms, Ghent. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
You're listening to State Volleyball with Paul Ramo. It's from the Vikings volleyball team. Go Vikings!
Paul Ramo, Scott Munson back here at the XL Energy Center where the Minnesota Wild play. And right now, it's kind of all Mayor Lutheran over the Vikings here. They lead one set to none, and they're closing in on 25, Scott, 21-15.
Yeah, they are, and they've got the serve here too, so Minnesota needs to take advantage here and hopefully run an offensive play and pick up a point and get the serve back.
Serving is Kevin E, and she gets it over to net in the Robecki. Here's Ferris. The set for Mayor Lutheran, and Leah Cook couldn't handle it at the net. 22-15, Mayor Lutheran.
Yeah, it's a couple times, unfortunately, that Leah's been in good position to make the block, and the ball has blocked it, but it just has come back on the Viking side of the net.
22-15. Kevin E serves. Into Mahar, here's Suster, across the court. It goes, blocked out of bounds by the Crusaders. That was Ferris. Ferris at the point. 22-16.
So now the Vikings, just they need to feed off the energy that Liv is bringing right now.
Bringing a lot of energy, she is. Here's Autumn Anderson, number 12, gets it in deep in the back row. And Crusaders play it off the net, and they get it over. Wow. Here's a back set, and Ferris drives it. Kevin, he stops that one. Rebecca Suster sets up Leah. And again, the Crusaders throw it down there. Tuttle with the kill for Mayor Lutheran.
And Mayor Lutheran just doesn't give up. They just keep coming at you, and they're gonna get in. And it just seems like they have a bunch of six-footers. Like right now, we just had another one come into the game. And they're a really good volleyball team, Paul.
Coach Grimsley is fired up on the side there for the Crusaders in her 29th season coaching. 23-16, and dumping it down was Leah Cookett for the kill.
Yeah, nice recognition by Leah that there was kind of a free ball there, if you will, and the Crusaders were on their heels, so she just put it down to the floor for a big point for the Vikings.
Well, yesterday the Vikings were down 23-17 to Fillmore Central. They came back. Oh, there's a big hit by Aiden Maher.
Yep, kind of the same thing as what Leah just had on the previous play, so... Good job by the Vikings, taking advantage of some mistakes by
Set two yesterday against Fillmore Central. They were down 23-8-17, and they're trying to fight back here against Mayor Lutheran. Cookett. Oh, what a smart play by Jalen Cookett.
And Jalen, like we talked about, she just got off to a really good start to this match today, and made a nice play there before we take a timeout.
Well, we're going to keep it here with a 23-19. 23-19 timeout by Coach Grimsley and Mayor Lutheran. That's what the Vikings need. They need some momentum. They need something to happen positive. They've really been struggling for now, but in the last few points, they're getting that momentum back.
You know, it seemed like in the first two rounds when they hit that 15, 16, 17 point mark, they just kind of had a little bit left in the gas tank and were able to push the accelerator down a little bit. In the first set, they didn't do that. Seems like, knock on wood, they've been able to do that now in the second set, but they're still trailing by 4 points, so they got to keep the foot down and just continue to attack and not make mistakes call. That's been kind of their Achilles heel right now.
And that's what's happened so far in this match with Mayor Lutheran. Too many mistakes.
Yeah, whichever team is making the most mistakes tends to be the one that ends up on the bottom side of the scoreboard.
Just like the Gopher football team fumbled on the 12-yard line today and lost the game. All right, let's see. The timeout's over. Mineota Surf. My heart's open again!
And again, that's a great play by Eden, but that's a mistake on Mayor Lutheran's part to put that ball up there. And I realize it's a tough picking that ball up off the ground, but still, good job.
23. It's a 3-point lead. Here's a block by Maher. Oh my goodness! Here come the Vikings.
They just got to ride this wave of momentum. You can see the Crusaders getting a little nervous now. That's when the Vikings need to take advantage of that.
Here's a serve again by Ferris. There's a slide. A nice dig by Suster. Anderson, here's Jalen. And it goes deep in the back row. The Crusaders pass it up to the front of the net. Block. Crusader side. Martin from the middle of the floor into Anderson. Suster sets up Jalen. Throws it down. The Crusaders keep it off the floor. Nice defense by the Crusaders. Suster sets up Maher. Oh, blocked out. Oh, Eden Maher's on fire.
Yeah, finally really nice to see Eden picking up the pace a little bit here and taking advantage of what Mayor Lutheran is giving her. And great recognition by her to do that.
This point is huge here, folks. 23-22. Anderson, Suster, Jalen, good! We're tied 23-23, just like yesterday. Can they finish it? Can they finish it?
No, that's the question. If they can, they have a great chance to win the match.
Timeout by Mayor Lutheran. They're on their heels. We'll keep it right here. Tied 23-23. Is this exciting or what?
This is good volleyball. I was just thinking, Paul, if a person tried to hold their breath as long as some of these volleys, you'd have pretty kind of a purple face when you were done, or a blue face. But good volleyball. And right now the Vikings have recognized some things, and they've taken advantage of when Mayor Lutheran has made mistakes and got themselves really, I think at one point, it was 21-15, and the Crusaders had outscored the Vikings 11-5. Since that point, the Vikings have outscored the Crusaders 8-2. So they need to keep it rolling. I think this next point is going to be huge right here, Paul.
It is. Timeout's over. Both teams come on the floor. This is for the state championship. Mayor Lutheran took the first set, 25-14, but the Vikings have clawed their way back here in set two. Down 23-17, they've tied it 23-23. Timeout's over. Ferris serves into Martin. Here's Kevany. A drive. Ferris passes it up to Suster. Here's Maher. Look out. Oh, she hit it into the net. Oh, my goodness. Eden had a good opportunity there, just hit it, didn't get up high enough.
Yeah, just a timing thing. You play a lot of volleyball, and that's going to happen. There's no question about it. So,
24-23, set point for Mayor Lutheran. 24-23, set point for Mayor Lutheran. Olivia Otto has it. There's the serve. And Rebecca plays it up to Suster. Here's Maher, throws it over. Play at the net with no whistle. And Anderson saves it. Suster, Leah took it. Back to Crusaders. Here's Martin for the dump. Oh, nice dig there. Here's Jalen Cook. Jalen Cook tied it up. 24-24. Oh, who was that? The referee, was that Anderson with the dig?
I think it was. I think she came flying in from the back row and was able to get her hand underneath that at the last minute. So great defensive play there.
24-24. Who wants set two? It's up for grabs. And in serve. Deep. Ooh, then they play it. Up to the net to Martin. Block. Crusaders have it. They're setting up on the outside, and it's good. Right down the line.
Yeah, again, I mean, Jalen's done that a couple times, seen that gap in the defense of the Crusaders. Well, there, the Vikings had a gap in their defense, and just a nice job of recognizing that by the Crusaders.
Oh, this is big. The Vikings need this bad. Crusaders lead by 1 point. Set point, 25-24. Here's Maher. Good! Eden Maher again! Her eighth kill, and the Vikings are still alive. 25-25. Set two. Earlier, I saw a team over here in court two go 33-31. Here we go. Vikings serve. Crusaders throw it down. Blocked out of bounds. Again, set point for Mayor Lutheran.
Yeah, Vikings just need a break call. You know, they fought so hard to get back to this point and this opportunity, and see what happens.
Both teams out of timeout. Mayor Lutheran leading, set point. Goes in to, here's Ferris, and a drive there by Greenis. Martin in the middle, that's an automatic. And Mayor Lutheran takes set two, 27-25. Oh, my goodness. Crusaders lead 2-0 on the Minnesota Vikings in the Class A Volleyball Championship. We'll take a couple-minute break. Come back with more state volleyball from St. Paul right after this.
Hometown Kitchen and Bath in Minnesota takes pride in working closely with you to create beautiful, innovative, and functional kitchens and baths that reflect your lifestyle while providing the best value for your investment. To completion, Nadine listens carefully to your wants and needs to ensure that every aspect of the job is done correctly, down to the final detail. Check out Hometown Kitchen and Bath on Facebook or call 507-872-5969. Hometown Kitchen and Bath, located in downtown Minnesota.
Jim's Market in Canby is a big store in a small town. They're known for their friendly staff and a beautifully kept store at a great location. You'll love the fresh quality cuts of meat in their meat department. Their deliciously fresh produce department offers an incredible selection of the freshest fruits and vegetables around. Enjoy their donuts, muffins, cupcakes, and cakes baked fresh in their bakery department every day. Jim's Market Deli is sure to please with a variety of meats, cheeses, homemade deli salads, sandwiches, and a great selection of lunch and dinner items available. That's Jim's Market. They're right on North Highway 75, Canby.
Minnesota Vet Clinic offers comprehensive, personalized care for your pets. Dr. Laura and the clinic staff offer services including wellness exams, vaccines, ultrasound, anesthesia, surgical care, and dentistry. Health services are available for your small pets and large animals, too. Minnesota Vet Clinic offers nutritional counseling and maintains a complete pharmacy to meet the needs of your pet. Ask about our boarding and grooming services. Visit our website at MinneotaVet.com. Visit our Facebook page or call us at 507-872-6000.
Paul Ramos, Scott Munson back here at what is now a quiet XL Energy Center. A lot of noise there in that set, too, but what a nice comeback by the Vikings. They just didn't finish it.
Yeah, I think the big concern I have now, on a positive note, Paul, the Vikings, hopefully they know that they can play with these guys. And, you know, they got kind of dominated in the first set, but in the second one they made it a really close set and came back, and they should know they can play with them. My concern is that they spend so much energy and emotion that they're not going to be able to get back to that level again. But I'm confident that that's not going to happen. But really, when you look at both the, you know, the difference between the first set and the second set in terms of the Vikings being more competitive in the second was they didn't make as many unforced errors in the second. So that's going to be a key to extend this match to four or five sets, is just not making mistakes when they're unforced.
All right. The Vikings have their back to the wall. They're down two sets to none. They're going to have to take the next three sets against a very, very good Mayer Lutheran team.
They really are a good good volleyball team. Super athletic. They're tall. They're coached well. They're fundamental. It's just, yeah, it's a good volleyball team.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to Q92 this afternoon. And we're online on KOQPFM.com. Got a lot of deer hunters listening to us. Deer season opens today. Here we go, set three. We'll pick up the action. Here's Maher, who finished strong. She's finishing strong. So a good start here for Eden in the set three with a kill.
And I really like, I don't know if that was intentional, but I'm going to think that it was, and I really like that call. Let's get the ball to Eden because she's kind of struggled a little bit, so let's get her confidence back.
Autumn Anderson, jump serve by Autumn, goes deep in the back row to Kevany. Martin chases it down and getting it over with Puddle. Here's Leah Cookett in the middle. Throws it down. It's dry from the outside. Blocked by Ferris. And a whistle and a net violation or a carry. A carry called on Mayer Lutheran.
I didn't see it, but I'm guessing it was right in front of the up official, and just he's in my way.
Well, this is opposite than set one or two. The Vikings have a 2-0 lead instead of down 2-0 or 5-0. Oh, a nice touch there and a point for the Crusaders. Mari Burr, one of the two seniors on the team for Mayer Lutheran.
Yeah, and Leah Cookett was able to get her hands on that, but just couldn't quite get it high enough up in the air on the block.
2-1 Mineota. That's your UFP Mineota score. Serve goes in to Anderson, digs another one up. She's amazing to watch. Here's Martin with a big hit. And it's good. Anderson tried to chase it down. Martin Girl is something to watch.
Yeah.
Tied up 2-2. Court one here at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. Here's a jump serve there by Otto, and it goes out. Point Mineota.
So really, I'd say that's probably the first unforced mistake or error of the game, and it goes in favor of the Vikings.
Liv Ferris with the serve, tight over the net, goes to the Kevany, up to their center, the other Kevany girl. Here's Anderson. Here's Jalen Cookett from the outside, blocked by Martin. My goodness.
She's just a really good volleyball player. Good defensively, good on the attack, good in the back row. And she just had a nice block there. And that was a nice, you know, attack by the Vikings.
3-3, tied up. Set three. Crusaders lead 2-0 on the Vikings. Oh, nice dig there by Anderson. And Rebecca gets it over. Here's a set on the other side by the Crusaders, and they hit it out of bounds. That's Burr. Point Mineota, and the Vikings regain the lead 4-3.
So far, the Vikings have done a nice job coming out in this third set and just being aggressive when they can and really trying to get into their system as many times as possible.
This is Nevaeh Hannah. Oh, Martin plays, takes it, took it, and they get it over. Back to the Mineota side. Hannon. Here's Greenis with a drive in the back row. Kevany passes it up front. Drive by number 10, Robecki. Keeps it off the floor. Here's Jalen Cookett again. 12 kills for Jalen Cookett here in set three.
Yeah, and that's not as aggressive of a kill as the spike is, but that's just a
smart volleyball play again, recognizing she's had two or three of them, recognizing there's an opportunity for a soft kill.
Nevaeh, tight serve this side to the left side of the court. Crusaders play it up. Martin uses her left hand and gets over to that. Here's Jalen, blocked by Martin. Or number 10, Hunter, one of them two.
Well, and again, Paul, I mean, they just keep bringing in tall girls, and they seem to be very good at blocking.
Ellie Shipler, a sophomore, is serving. Serves in the Maher, pass, nice pass up to Hannon. Here's Greenis, and Martin touches it. Gets it back over to the... Here's Jalen from the outside. Good! Blocked out of bounds.
And I really think something the Vikings are going to have to do is stay out of the middle with their attacks, because with middle attacks, with this Crusaders block, the ball is probably going to come back down on the floor. When they're on the outside, when it comes down after a block, it's going to come down off the floor.
Omar serve hit the net and went over, and the Crusaders somehow got it up off the floor. And now Jalen, she wants that one back. She threw it out of bounds on the side court.
Yeah, I think she just got a little off balance, maybe confused what to do, trying to make a play. But, you know, give her credit. She's being aggressive, and that's what you want to see.
6-5, Mineola leading in set three. They're down two sets to none. They need to take the next three sets to win the state championship. Tevany with a diving dig in the back row. Now back to the Mineola side. Here's Hennon setting up Maher in the middle of the floor. And it is out. That was close.
Yeah, I think it looked like Eden was calling for that, and like she just really wanted it. It just sailed a little bit long. Everything worked well except for how long that went.
Tied up 6-6. Set three. Here's Nevaeh setting up Jalen Cookett. Martin throws it out of bounds. Another point for Jalen Cookett. My goodness. That was her 14th kill. She's out of the game now.
Probably just needs to catch her breath a little bit. She's been playing hard.
Abby Robecki, number 8, wearing a white jersey here today. And, Crusaders couldn't get it over. That was Hunter. Point Mineota, and the Vikings have a 2-point lead. Can they take set three and stay alive? Leading by 2. Rebecca serve again. Goes into Kevany. Up to their center is a back set and a big kill. Beautifully done there by the Crusaders. Allie Hunter with the kill.
Volleyball is such a game of kind of quick bursts of points and emotion and momentum, and right now the Vikings are just a little bit flat-footed. We got to get back up on our toes and get some emotion going again.
8-7, Vikings by 1. Here's Greenis. Oh, nice stop there by the Crusaders from the outside. Rebecca dives for it and keeps it alive. Matejczyk over on the third hit. Back to the Crusaders, a back set. Rebecca there again. Here's Hannon from the outside. Ferris, good! Ferris gets the point.
Yeah, really nice recognition by Hannon that the Crusaders were out of position and the best place to go was to live on the right side attack, and Liv finished it off for the Vikings.
9-7. Oh, that was Suster serving way too long. She must have had Wheaties in the motel room today.
Yeah, sometimes you...
She smoked that one.
Yeah, extra bowl of cereal didn't help either.
I see Holly's making a lot of noise on court one over there. They must have just won that set.
Yeah, they did. 26-24, and they're tied 1-1 in set.
And getting back to the action here, folks, we're in set three, and again, we're tied up 9-9. Mineota 9-9. The Crusaders leading 2-0. They win this set. They'll be state champions. Serve goes into Abby. Suster. Here's Ferris. Kevany. Set by the Crusaders. A drive. Oh, nice hit there by Cottle. Cottle with the kill.
Just too much offense.
What happened? Oh, no.
Just too much offense by the Crusaders, and Vikings giving them a free shot, basically.
See the Marshall Tiger volleyball team coming in, and taking a seat here. They'll play Alexandria for the state championship at 6:30 tonight. They're here cheering on the Vikings. 10-9, now the Mayor Lutheran takes that one-point lead. Here's a set and a soft touch, and a point Mineota. Point Mineota. 10-10. How many ties have we had here today?
In this set here. Yeah, this one and the last one, we had several. But the Vikings just haven't been able to get that burst to get them that 3 or 4 point lead, and they're going to need that.
Serve goes into Shipler. The drive there. Oh, nice dig by Abby Rebecca. Here's Maher from the outside. Oh, they touch it. Oh, nice defense there by the Crusaders. Here's Ferris from the outside. Crusaders again. The shot, block, out of bounds. Point Crusaders.
Boy, this is just really good volleyball, Paul. I'd like to will the Vikings to a 3 or 4 point burst here, but it just hasn't happened. I don't know. And give Mayor Lutheran credit. They're not letting it happen.
Well, back and forth we go. 11-10 now. Mayor Lutheran with a one-point lead. Anderson chases down Maher. Off balance. Hits it into the net. Back to a two-point lead for Mayor Lutheran. Both these teams, 4 state championships in school history. Both these teams have been here 16 times in the state tournament. Number 7, Olivia Otto, service there. Into the net, Otto serves it. Point Mineota, and it's 12-11. There's Olivia, or Liv Ferris serving. There's the volleyball over the net, deep into the back row. Shipler passes up to the net. Here's Martin from the outside. Block, Martin returns it quickly. Anderson setting up, Jalen Cook it. Martin got a hand on it. Mayor Lutheran leading by a point. Zuster, Maher, Anderson keeps it up. Back and forth to go. Here's Jalen. Shipler deep in the back row. Here's a drive in the back. It goes to Ferris. Passes it up to Zuster. Here's Maher. Oh, man, what a volley we got going on here, Scott. Block! Good! It's good! That's the point for Mineota. No, they say a point. They don't know what they're going to call. Now the floor referee's going to come and walk over to the referee on the ladder. We couldn't see it.
I don't know if the Vikings blocked it or not. If they did, it came down on the Crusaders' side of the court, and the Crusaders are going to get the ball. That's, I think, what they called it. I don't know if it was the right call or not. I don't think the ball ever got blocked. I think they hit it into the net, but that's what they're going with.
All right, 13-11. Big point there for Mayor Lutheran. Tuttle serves in the Rebecca. Zuster setting up Jalen Cookett. Over to net it goes. Two-point lead for Mayor Lutheran. And killed there by number 10, Hunter. Coach Haley Froon's going to call a timeout.
Yeah, and it's a match like this, you just can't let it get to 4 or 5 points.
14-11 is your UFP Mayo score. Coach Froon calling a timeout. Vikings are down 2-0. We'll be back with more state volleyball right after this.
Independent Oil Company of Canby, owned and operated by the Henges family since 1935. They offer all your gas, diesel, and propane needs. Check out their tire prices at Independent Oil Company. They are your local Amstar dealer. Independent Oil Company of Canby. Call them today at 507-223-5942 or check out their Facebook page. They have lunch specials daily and a whole lot more. That's Independent Oil Company, located at the intersection of Highway 75 and 68 in Canby, Minnesota.
Paul Ramo and Scott Munson back here at the XL Energy Center. Timeout's over by Coach Froon.
Yeah, I think the Vikings coming out of this timeout again just need to get the serve back and somehow got to just get aggressive.
Down 2-0, the Vikings are. We're in set 3, 14-11. Crusaders leading the Vikings here, and now it's 15-11. Not sure what the call was there.
I think they might have called somebody in the net, or I'm not sure.
Liv Ferris, And Liz's not even on the floor.
No.
15-11, Mayor Lutheran. They win this set. They'll be state champions for the first fifth time in school history. But the Vikings fighting hard here. And a whistle, and Maher got into the net.
Yeah, I think they actually called that on Leah Cookett in the net. A couple times that they called her being in the net, and I'm not a volleyball official, but it sure didn't seem like she was in the net any more than the Crusaders were.
16-11, a five-point lead. The Vikings need to make a cook it. Hits it over. Back to Martin with a drive, and it's in. Oh, she called it out. Whoa. That's why I would never be a good line judge.
You know, and it's interesting, I do instant replay at the football semifinals and finals. I'm a little bit surprised that they don't have instant replay at the volleyball finals, too.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know that. So you're at the U.S. Bank Stadium?
Yep.
As an official, okay. All right, 16-12, blocked at the net by Cookett. That was Jalen. Here's Anderson, passes the ball up to Hannon. Here's Greenis, and we got a whistle. Double hit there by the Vikings. Wow. Getting away from Minnesota now. 17-12. They got to stop it now. They got to make the move now, Minnesota does.
Yeah, they just haven't had any emotion for a long time, and they need to get that back.
And then Trina fanned on it, 18-12.
And Coach Bruin still has a timeout left. I think, I don't know when she's going to take it, but at some point in time, pretty soon probably.
18-12, Mayor Lutheran leading Minnesota. We're in set three. Here's a slide and a drive by Greenis. Goes over. Back to Anderson, saves it. Here's Maher from the outside. Shipler passes it up to Martin. And Hunter throws it over for Mayor Lutheran. Here's Jalen down. Oh, what a dig. And it goes out of bounds, however. Point, Minnesota.
Yeah, Jalen has been the most consistent player for the Vikings in all three sets.
Let's go, Vikings. Down by five. Set three. They're down two sets to none. Season on the line here. Hannon, Jalen Cookett over to net. Behind their head. And here's Hunter with a drive and a whistle and another net violation on the Vikings.
Yeah, he's called Jalen in the net. It must have been on the block. I don't know. That seems to be their common, most favorite call, and they've sure called it a lot against the Vikings.
Paul Ramos, Scott Munson here in St. Paul this afternoon for state volleyball championship match. Vikings, here's Greenis at the net. Shipler up to a Hunter with a drive. Maher saves it. Jalen getting a lot of touches. Jalen Cookett. Back to Crusaders. They're having trouble, but they do get it over the net. Here's Henner with a back set to Jalen. Good. Finally, the Vikings get a point there. 19-14.
Yeah, it was. I don't know how many points the Crusaders ran off, but. They definitely stretched their lead out to the five-point margin right now.
19-14, Robecki serves. And it goes into Kevany. Here's a drive from the outside. Robecki pops it up in the air with her fifth. And then Maher hit it way out of bounds. And it's 20-14. They got to keep fighting.
Yeah, again, I think if you're Coach Bruin, you're, you just got to figure out when you want your timeout.
Kevin E with a run jump serve to the libero player. She served it out. Maybe that'll spark the Vikings here.
I think Kevin's had a couple serves that have gone out of bounds that have flown a little bit long. So maybe that's something just to nudge him forward here.
Libby Suster will have the volleyball. There's the whistle from the referee on the ladder, and it goes in the back row to Martin. Hunter pops it up in the air. Martin will throw it over. Robecki passes the ball up to the front of the net. Suster, Potajek blocked by Martin. Point, Mayor Lutheran, 21-15. And Coach Bruin's calling a timeout. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back. Vikings down two sets to none. We'll be right back after this.
Becky from the Minnesota Viking volleyball team, and you're listening to State Volleyball with Paul Ramo.
Locked out? Events and Electronics can help. Offering a large lineup of unlocking services, we can get you back into your home or vehicle. Are you tired of carrying extra keys around to unlock your shed, garage, or house? Events and Electronics can come to your site and rekey many existing locks. We install locks and digital keypads too, commercial or residential. Our goal is to make it easy to secure your property. We can make keys and fobs for most models of automobiles, trucks, campers, and fish houses, including newer model keys that require programming to the vehicle. On-site service and consultations are welcome. Give Dave at Evenson Electronics in Holloway a call today, 320-297-0370.
Paul Ramos, Scott Munson back here at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. The Viking season's on the line. They're down two sets to none to Mayor Lutheran. Time out's over by Coach Prune. And that's a point the Crusaders hit out of bounds. 21-16 here in set three.
Yeah, great job by the Vikings there. A lot of teams would have wanted to try to return that ball that ended up going out of bounds, but the Vikings' communication was excellent.
Autumn Anderson with the ball. The Vikings are down 21-16. They need a run like they did in set two. Here's a drive, and it's good by number six, Courtney Tuttle.
You know, and that's one thing, Paul, when you have tall attackers, does the angle that the ball is coming at and the height of the ball, even against a good block like that, it's going to get over the blockers. At least we've seen that several times today.
There's the serve, 22-16. Mayor Lutheran 3 points away from a state championship. Ball's hit high into the air, and here's a drive by Tuttle again. Back-to-back hills for number six, Tuttle. And now Mayor Lutheran can smell a state championship here. 23-16. Mayor Lutheran fans come to their feet. Otto will serve. Into the back row to Anderson. Suster, here's Maher, goes cross court, it's out. And it's match point for Mayor Lutheran. 24-16. Here we go. 24-16, match point. State championship on the line right here. Serve is out, point Mineota.
Well, they look to fight another point, and that's all you can do right now, Paul, is just hang in there and keep battling.
Yeah, never quit. 24-17, set three. Match point here for Mayor Lutheran. Here's Martin to finish it, and Mayor Lutheran wins the state championship. 25-17. And they're celebrating on the gym, on the arena floor here. And the Mineota fans behind us here applauding the Mineota Vikings on a fantastic season.
Yeah, and Mayor Lutheran has certainly earned the opportunity to celebrate, but Vikings have nothing to be ashamed of. They battled hard. We'll talk in a little bit in post-game here, but that's a good volleyball team, Paul, that Mayor Lutheran Crusaders.
It's both teams, very good.
Yeah.
It just wasn't the Vikings' day. They just seemed to struggle from the get-go, Scott.
Yeah, I'm coming out strong in that first set and maybe being able to get out to an early lead and get some confidence early in the game might have benefited the Vikings, but you kind of wondered it. Struggling in set one kind of set the tone in a negative way for the Vikings. I don't know the answer to that. There's a lot more that goes into it, and I don't want to take anything away from Mayor Lutheran because they played really well. We struggled with their height and I think aggressiveness, and I think unforced errors played a lot into that as well. And it's the state championship and high level of volleyball. And like we talked about, Paul, the Vikings have nothing to be ashamed of. They're second place in the state.
And there's probably 60 other teams that would take that any day. So,
that's right.
Unfortunately, it's not the gold medal, it's the silver, but a lot to be proud of if you're a Minnesota Viking today.
All right, we'll take a couple-minute break, come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
At Johnson Memorial Health Services, we have 8 primary care medical providers that deliver high-quality, compassionate health care for individuals of all ages. We offer convenient same-day and late-day appointments that work with your schedule. With telemedicine visits, you can even see your provider from the comfort of your own home. From routine checkups to more complex issues, our healthcare team is ready to serve you. For more information, visit our website at www.jmhsmn.org.
If you're ready for a home makeover, we suggest you make your way over to Minnesota Building Materials. Stop in and talk to Kevin and his staff at Minnesota Building Materials, and they can help you create the new look you want for your home. They also offer custom design plans for new homes, additions, ag, storage, workshops, and residential buildings. Stop in, and they'll be glad to help you with estimates and give you construction tips that will make your project go smoother. That's priceless. Minnesota Building Materials. They're located right along Highway 68 in Minnesota, and they're a proud sponsor of the Minnesota Vikings.
The Minnesota Volleyball Team, and you're listening to Viking Volleyball on Q92.
This is Jack Morris, Hall of Famer and 1973 graduate of St. Paul Highland Park High School. You are listening to the Minnesota State High School League Tournament. We are the league.
Are you looking to go green without a house covered in solar panels or a wind turbine in your yard? Thanks to the Economic Recovery Act, there's a 30% renewable energy tax credit for homeowners that install qualifying water furnace geothermal comfort systems. Water furnace geothermal units use the clean, renewable energy found in your own backyard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. With no ugly outdoor equipment, it's the practical way to go green. Call B&B Electrical Contractor at 507-872-6837 today for a free estimate.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome back to the XL Energy Center. This is the Neon Needles post-game show, our final Neon Needles post-game show of the volleyball season. And we're doing the award ceremony now. And, Scott, we got some all-tournament team in front of us.
Yeah, we do. It's kind of nice, you know, an honor, if you will, to see Jalen cook it. And I got to make sure I get the people right here. Livia Ferris.
Abby Robecki.
Yeah, and Abby Robecki, the 3 members of the Vikings team who earned the all-tournament team recognition by TruStone Financial. Kind of a bittersweet way, I'm sure, for those 3 ladies to be recognized. But they're excellent volleyball players. Part of, again, just a really good team. And, yeah, congratulations to those 3.
Well, the Vikings, they end their season, I believe, 25 wins and 12 losses. But we got to say goodbye to 2 outstanding seniors there on the Viking team. They put a lot of time in the Viking program. center Nevaeh Hannon and Liv Ferris, two of the seniors for the Vikings.
Yeah, great team. Great teammates, great leaders, great volleyball players, great student athletes, and just great young ladies. You know, every year, obviously, you say goodbye to your seniors, but these two have meant a lot to the Viking volleyball program and are going to be sorely missed. And in the same sense, they've helped sort of establish the foundation for the future as well.
Well, if you can hear the PA announcer in the background, the award ceremony continuing here. The Minnesota Vikings are all lined up right in front of us here. They're getting their red ribbons. They're for state runner-up ribbons.
Number five.
What was that, 2 years ago or 3 years ago? Mayor Lutheran beat the Vikings in the tournament. And Vikings won the state championship in 2022. I think Mayor Lutheran also beat the Vikings in the 2021 state football championship, if I'm not mistaken, maybe 20-14 or something like that. Abby Robecki getting her medal from the Minnesota High School League officials here. And what a volleyball tournament, Scott, this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They run it so well. They got four classes to run to get all these games in. A lot of volleyball played in this building.
There is, and I know, you know, some people kind of complained a little bit about the timing and like starting this match late, for example, but kudos to the State High School League. Like you said, just a ton of matches and a lot of volleyball played, a lot of moving parts, and you know, in a great venue, really. I mean, it's a great place to watch volleyball, and if you're a volleyball fan, just come and watch this. You're going to see some really, really good action, really good players, and really good teams as well. And we saw two of them this afternoon, Paul. Sad, obviously, that the Vikings didn't pull it out, but again, they don't have anything to feel sad about. I mean, yes, they can feel sad, but they certainly should feel pride in the fact that they're the second best team in the state of Minnesota in Class A. And I think the one thing I'm walking away from this match kind of wondering, okay, is it Mayor Lutheran? Did they play really, really well? And we not play well, or are they just that good? And I think that's one of the things maybe that we'll always kind of be wondering about. But here's Coach Bruin getting her medal. And I would imagine we'll have the Vikings captains come out here now and get their trophies. All right, here come the captains getting their trophies, their runner-up trophy here. And the girls huddling up for the last time for the season. Let's just recap. Mayor Lutheran won the first set 25-14. Great second set. The Vikings almost pulled it off. They fell at 27-25, and then they lost the third set 25-17. Your leaders in kills, Jalen Cookin at 16, Eden Maher at 10, Liv Ferris at 5. Your Mayor Lutheran is Marley Martin with 10 and Tuttle with 10. Assists, Libby Suster at 13 set assists. Nevaeh Hannon at 11. For Mayor Lutheran, Isabel Kevany at 31 set assists. Total blocks, Sarah Green has led the Vikings with 2. Marley Martin has 4 ace blocks. Diggs, ninth grader Autumn Anderson with 13 digs. Nevaeh Hannon with 11. Mayor Lutheran Shipler at 21 digs in the back row. So our Neon Needle Subway player of the game, we're going to give it to a very good player. She's getting her, just got her medal there. Number 5, Martin. She is quite the player. Marley Martin, number 3, excuse me. One of 2 seniors. She just played her last volleyball match as well. Good ball player. She really is, and we talked about it, or I mentioned it a couple times during the match, that she's good, aggressive,
very good at kills offensively, but yet she's a good back row player, you know, has the ability to dig the ball out, can even set it when needed to, just I think a really outstanding all-around player. I didn't see the list of All-State players, but I can't imagine that she did not make the All-State team for the year. She's just a very good player, and given her height, I would speculate that she's got some opportunity at the collegiate level as well. And you look at those Mayor Lutheran girls. I mean, they are tall young ladies, right. Paul. That's a tall group of girls.
Good effort. Good. Hey, Coach Haley Froon just went down the line and hugged every girl.
Absolutely. You know, I think Haley would say that this is, I mean, volleyball is a long season, and you spend a lot of time together, and it kind of becomes your second family, if you will. So these girls care deeply about each other. Coaches care about them. They care about their coaches, and you know, our community cares about each and every girl that's out there in the team. And
all right,
yeah, today just wasn't their day.
Right. Got one final thing to do. Our A-plus cooperative play of the game, and we talked about it. We're going to give it to Abby Robecki. With her outstanding dig, she did her set three. She did a great job. Abby Robecki, our A-plus cooperative play of the day. And the head coach for Mayor Lutheran getting her championship medal around her neck. That's going to wrap up our broadcast, Scott. Thank you so much for helping out.
You bet, Paul. I appreciate the opportunity. I would have liked to have seen a different outcome, but it's been fun hanging out with you and calling volleyball.
All right. Mayor Lutheran getting their state championship trophy. And they're the Class A state champs. Scott, we'll talk to you football at U.S. Bank Stadium.
See you on Saturday.
See you on Saturday.
All right.
Thanks to our fine state sponsors. Thanks to UFP Mineota for their premier sponsorship and all our state sponsorships. Thanks to Phil back in the studio for working the board. And thanks, everybody, for listening to Q92. And that's a wrap from the XL Energy Center here in St. Paul.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles post-game show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. State volleyball action on Q92 with Q92's Paul Ramo, brought to you by Ag Plus Cooperative, Hen and Swine, City Hall Bar and Grill, Fit 24, State Bank of Taunton, UFP Mineota, our premier sponsor, BK's Plumbing, Mineota Family Dental, Pete's Electric Motor Repair, Grandview Farms, Hometown Kitchen and Bath. Volleyball brought to you by Jim's Market in Canby, Mineota Vet Clinic, Independent Oil Company, Mineota Building Center, Evenson Electronics, Johnson Memorial Health Services, B&B Electrical Contractors, Amro Fabrication and Construction, Vortex Ag, Poquette Plumbing and Heating, SMI and Hydraulics, Gislason's Hardware, KB's Bar and Grill, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Curtis Spicy Farms, and Fixin Chiropractic.
4:56, the time at Q92. Great music for Haydenville, Providence, Cerro Gordo, and Lacaparral Village on KLQP-FM 92.1.